Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
We're still taking baby steps, you could say, when it comes to space exploration, but in time, it could generate extraordinary developments, not in a Star Trek fighting aliens way, but for life on this planet and outside it. We could evolve into a space-faring species. Caleb Scharf is an astrobiologist with NASA and the author of The Giant Leap, Why Space is the Next Frontier in the Evolution of Life. Good afternoon, Caleb.
Hello, good afternoon.
So do you mean that humans could start to change in time to adapt to whatever the different conditions are?
Well, yes, in a nutshell. And I think, you know, we've got quite a way to go before that happens. But what we know from the history of life on Earth is that any time life is exposed to new environments, new conditions, and new information about itself, it tends to change. It undergoes evolution. And so space is going to do that to us one way or the other, I think.
Yeah. And in what ways do you imagine?
Well, I think, you know, space at the moment and probably in the future, you know, our access to space is completely reliant on technology. It's on our augmentation with machines, whether it's keeping us alive or whether it's through our robotic probes that are out there in the rest of the solar system gathering information. So I think one of the most obvious changes is a further deepening of our connection to technology, to machines. Those could become a much more integral part of our individual existence. And that could mean, you know, neural nets in our brains, or it could mean sort of our relationship to how we sense the world is augmented by machines and so on. Many, many possibilities.
Yeah, but that could happen on Earth anyway. You wouldn't have to leave the planet for that to happen.
Right. And I think it is obviously happening to a large degree. And we see that with the rise in large language models and AI and so on. But there's so much pressure for that change once you leave the confines of the Earth, once you enter an environment that evolution has not in many ways equipped us for. I think it would happen much more rapidly and in much more extreme ways if we indeed spread and disperse out into the solar system.
Okay. Astronauts who've been on, say, the International Space Station, have they noticed any great changes in their physiology?
They have. And in fact, this has been known since the first humans went into space, that actually the moment you get into these zero-G or microgravity conditions in orbit around the Earth, there are a huge host of changes that take place. Your body really doesn't like this. It reacts. Your cardiovascular system changes. Astronauts often get a sort of puffy faces and their legs get skinnier. And then over time, you see serious changes in bone density. So astronauts tend to lose a lot of bone density and have to do things to compensate for that. And then more recently, we've learned that there are genetic changes or epigenetic changes, reactions to the stresses of being in space, both in human cells, but also in all the microbes that we carry along with us. Our microbiome that helps keep us healthy on the Earth undergoes all sorts of changes in space. And we're just really beginning to learn the ramifications of that and how we can adapt and sort of equip ourselves to deal with that.
Yeah. So, but some of those changes don't sound like they're necessarily that good for us unless we stay in space.
Right. Well, some of them are really bad. And the loss of bone density has been an issue for really the last 60 years. And so astronauts have to, in the International Space Station, they have to do exercise to try to maintain that bone density and take anti-osteoporosis drugs to try to maintain their bone density and so on. And there are even potentially neurological changes that might happen in space, partly because of radiation. Now, you're often exposed to more environmental radiation in space, and that can actually affect your neurons, which is kind of a frightening thought. That, you know, suppose you travel to Mars and you're exposed to a lot more environmental radiation, you might end up at Mars with some neurological problems, which is the very last thing you'd want if you were going to try to explore Mars as an astronaut.
Are there any animals that are better equipped for space travel at the moment, like pigs or anything like that? I just want you to say pigs in space to reference a Muppets movie.
I don't think a pig has ever been in space, but no. I could be wrong. There's been a host of other animals. There've been things like squids and oysters and turtles and mice and rats and lots of microbes and fungi and plants. It's kind of unclear what the best sort of organisms are for space. In general, smaller, tougher organisms, like the famous things called tardigrades, which are these almost microscopic little creatures, tend to be more resilient to changes like this. But, you know, even those organisms, they get confused. You know, they're used to an up and a down, and if you're in zero gravity, you don't have that. So, yeah, so we're still learning which organisms do best in space.
Caleb, thanks very much for speaking with us today. Caleb Sharp is the author of The Giant Leap, Why Space is the Next Frontier in the Evolution of Life.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.